singing tonight. Amen. Amen. Take your Bibles tonight and turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 127. Y'all glad you're saved tonight? Say amen.
Amen.
Some of y'all look like you need to wake up just a little bit. I know it was very, very hot in here. They just turned the heat down just a little bit. If you're cold, switch place with somebody who's fanning. You'll be all right. Amen. Psalms 127 and verse number 1. The Bible said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. He said, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Parents, look very carefully at verse number 3, where he said, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. He said, lo, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. I believe children are one of the greatest blessings we have of God. Amen. When you marry and you find a mate and you fall in love and you get married and you start out in a small house or whatever the case may be, and when the wife looks at the husband and says, we're going to have a baby, there's no other feeling quite like that in the world. Amen. Would you agree? Brother Freddie said, especially about the sixth time you hear it. Amen. There's no other feeling like that in the world. When, as a man, when you've realized for the first time, I'm going to be a daddy. I mean, that's a pretty amazing thing, isn't it, Brother Daniel? I mean, even for an old guy like yourself, it's a pretty amazing thing. Amen. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing. Amen. I'll never forget standing in the hospital on July the 11th of 1984, and we had this little black nurse in the delivery room. Never forget her as long as I live. I'd never been a daddy before. Angie had never been a mama before. I'd never seen a child being born before. This was first time for all of us, amen? And Ashley had never been born before, so... I mean, we were all brand new at what we were doing. And the little nurse, she cracked jokes the whole time and made everything a lot easier. But as soon as Ashley was born, as soon as she was out, and that nurse just grabbed her and said, here, this is your baby, you clean it up. I never forgot that. I was like, ooh, no, I don't want it. Amen. I thought they came, you know, pretty little pink dresses, bow in their hair. No, wasn't no bow in her hair. But anyway... there's not a feeling like that in the world. And we ought to be thankful as parents that God has chosen us to raise these children. Amen. I mean, can you imagine if you had a job you needed somebody to do? You know what you'd do? You'd look around for somebody qualified to do that job. Is that right? If you needed your roof fixed, you wouldn't call a plumber. Right? If you had a heating and air problem, you wouldn't call an electrician. You'd call somebody qualified to do that job. Now listen, God called you to do a specific job. And it's a very important job in rearing these children or raising these children. Now, are you qualified to do that job? If you're like Sister Angie and I know Matthew and Nicole, this is their very first baby. They're brand new at all of this, and they're learning a lot of stuff. Amen. They're learning a whole lot of stuff as every day goes. And so when God calls you to raise that child, he doesn't call you because you're qualified. He calls you because he loves you, and he wants to share something wonderful. But what he does, he qualifies you as you go. Amen. He qualifies you day in and day out. Listen, Matthew, you don't need to know how to raise a teenager right now. That day will come, amen? But God's given you an instruction manual to tell you how to raise these children, amen? This book, Brother Greg, will tell you what to do when some long-haired punk boy comes wanting smooch on her, amen? Amen. I believe it's in the Bible. It says, get your gun, amen? Hallelujah. If not, write it in the back. That's what I did. Amen. Hallelujah. But God has given us a great responsibility in raising our children. I remember the old song. I forgot who sang it, but it's a story, a song. It has a recitation in it. That means they talk a little bit. And it's talking about where it's a funeral service where a black family had lost a child. And said the old black preacher got up behind the pulpit and he said, God didn't give you that baby, not by 100,000 miles. He just thought you needed some sunshine, so he lent him for a while. He said, and those silver tears you're shedding, well, they just interest on the loan. Amen? So what you hold in your arms tonight and sitting in your laps tonight are a gift from God. Amen? They're a gift from God. And listen, I know sometimes it's like a gift you get at Christmas. You'd like to return it. Amen? Amen. But these are non-returnable gifts. But in essence, that's what we're doing tonight. God gave you these children, and we are returning them to Him. Amen. We are coming before God. This is nothing to do with their salvation tonight. This is more to do, Brother Daniel, with you and Lisa than it is the baby. Because how her life turns out and how their lives turn out will be very much dependent on how you choose to train and to raise them. And I believe God is very specific in His Word about how to go about that. We're living... I got toys coming down here at me. That's Peyton's. I know. I saw her with it. Amen. We're living in a society that puts very little emphasis on the home. Amen. They put very little emphasis on the sanctity of the home and the role of a mother and a father in a home. Listen to me, y'all. Look up here and eyeball me real good. It is nobody's business. Oh, I forgot we had Lauren and them. They're way back there on that back row. It is nobody's business how you raise those girls, Jason. Boy, it got quiet in here. Somebody say amen. It's not the government's business how you raise your babies. Amen. It's not the government's place to step in and say, and I can't imagine this happening, but it's not the government's place to say, oh, you cannot spank this child. Boy, she's right. She looks like she needs one. Amen. Amen. But this world, they really doesn't care about your children. They didn't care about your children, but God was very specific in His Word about how we ought to go about raising our children. I read something years ago and I wrote this down and I thought it was pretty good. It said, God blesses us and gives us children. And the whole scenario starts out like a fairy tale. And that's the way it is, isn't it? I mean, look at her in that little frilly dress and everything they do is cute. Every time, first time they smile, oh, come look. I mean, everything's a big deal, isn't it? I don't care if you got one kid or you've got 10. First time they laugh, first time they talk, first time they crawl, first time they walk. I mean, boy, everything is just wonderful. I mean, I've heard parents actually say, oh, look, he pooped his diaper. I mean, they think everything's cute, amen? But then they get about 5 years old and 6 years old, and they go to school for the very first day, and our fairy tale turns into a drama. Especially if you have girls. Yeah. Amen. And we've got a load of girls in here tonight. Amen. Yeah. That fairy tale turns into a drama. What happens is they go to school and they find out that they're not everybody there's favorite. Yeah. Amen. They find out that everybody don't love them like mom and daddy. Amen. And I remember Ashley, my oldest daughter, and Brother Todd will probably say amen right here. She's a drama queen. Oh, yeah, she's a drama queen. I mean, boy, somebody talk about her at school. She come on, I mean, everything was a major ordeal. Amen. That fairy tale becomes a drama. And then comes 13. What started out as a fairy tale turned drama. Now becomes a thriller. Amen? Especially with girls. Let me just reiterate that. Amen? Amen. To raise a child is probably the greatest responsibility in the world. I wonder if you dads would be honest. How many of you are scared? Afraid? You question yourselves. You ought to. You ought to. Amen. I remember holding Ashley as a little baby and saying, oh God, I don't know what to do. I never even had a daddy. I don't have an example to follow. Lord, I don't know what to do. But I'm sure glad He chose to move into my heart. Amen. And lead me and guide me and raise in my family. And He'll lead you and guide you and raise in your family. Amen. Now listen, tonight I want to give you three words. And I want you to hold on to these words as you try your best to raise your children. I believe y'all going to try to do right. I really do. I believe that with all my heart. I believe you love God. I believe you want what God wants for your child's life. But let me give you three words that will help you tonight. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Three words. Teach, train, and trust. Teach, train, and trust. I believe those are three of the major responsibilities in your life as a parent. That is to teach your child, to teach your child, to train your child, there is a difference, and then to trust God with the life of your child. Amen? We've got the idea that it's the government's job to teach our children. It's not the government's job to teach our children. We ran a Christian school here for years. Matthew went to our school, Melissa went to our school, and people would come and bring us children, Brother Greg. I'm talking about big kids. And these kids were a mess, kind of like Melissa was, amen? These kids would be in a mess. They'd get in trouble in public school and get kicked out of public school, and they'd bring us these kids that were messed up and rebellious and in all kind of trouble. They'd say, here, fix my kid. But it wasn't our job to fix their child. And it's not the church's job to fix your child. The church is here just like the school is here to aid you in raising and training your child. But it is ultimately your job to teach your child. Amen. Amen. If your child gets to be 12 years old, if Peyton comes home from school one day and she's 12 years old and she has a report card, has a zero on it and says, Peyton cannot read. Well, the average parent wants to storm in the school and blame the stupid teacher who can't teach their child to read. If your kid can't read, it ain't the teacher's fault. Amen. We okay? If the child can't read, it's not the teacher's fault, it's your fault. We are so busy with our lives and our jobs and our careers and everything that we're doing, we want to pass the responsibility on to somebody else. And if the kid's dumb, it ain't our fault. It's the public school system's fault. No, it is our fault. The responsibility lays at our feet to teach our children. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. The average parent in America does not have the ability to help with homework. That's true. Amen. But we're required to teach our children more than to read and to write. More than arithmetic and English. We ought to teach our children the Bible. Amen. Amen. We ought to teach our children the Bible. It's amazing to me how in a church in the South, I can open the Bible and begin to read from a famous passage of Scripture and people have no idea what you're talking about. You would not believe the difference. I wish my mother was here tonight. Miss Amanda's back there. Some of these ladies are men that teach these younger age classes. Have y'all ever noticed in your class the difference between the kids that are raised in church and the kids that only come on the buses on Sunday? You can't teach on a level that the kids who come to church week in and week out, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, the kids who are raised in a Christian home, you can't teach on their level. Why? Because these kids that only get to come on the buses have not a clue what you're talking about. Amen. I remember when I was a child, my favorite book, I believe it's called The Bible Stories. You see it in the hospital waiting rooms and doctors. They still print that book. That was my favorite book. My mother read me that book every single night. She read me those Bible stories. Amen. And I thought they were absolutely amazing. And you know what was the most amazing thing, Matthew? Mama would sit down on the edge of the bed and she'd read me one of those stories and she'd say, son, this is not like the Lone Ranger. This is real. Amen. She'd say, this really happened. A whale really did swallow Jonah. And I thought, wow, man. I'd go fishing. I'd back up. I wouldn't stand close to the water. Amen. I mean, that thing's that real, boy. I'd say, whoo, something might swallow me. Amen. And she'd read it. She read, told me about Daniel in the lion's den. And she read me all these great stories. And, buddy, she just made it, did it in a way that it made the Bible come alive. And that's what we ought to do in our children, cause the Bible to come alive in their hearts. Amen. Somebody said, well, I hope when my child is the right age, they'll come to know Christ as their Savior. They will if you start teaching them now. Why do we have so many children saved at such an early age? Because they've heard it, and they've heard it, and they've heard it, and they've heard it. Amen. And the first time it clicks in their head, hey, I need to get saved. You know what they do? They get saved. You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to baptizing her. Amen? And if you drag her out of church to where she's not hearing the gospel, I'm coming after you. We okay? And I'm bringing somebody with me. Amen? It is my desire to see these children become what God wants them to become. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Let's look at a few verses of Scripture right quick. Now watch this. The Bible said, now these are the suggestions. Is that right? No. He said these are the, say it with me, commandments, the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. What am I supposed to teach my child? Verse number 2, I'm supposed to teach my child to fear God. Amen? I'm supposed to teach my child to fear God. You know what? You know what we're teaching in America today? No fear. No fear. All these little boys running around with their little pickup trucks with their no fear sticker on the back window. Cold cock a 45 upside their head. They'll wet their pants. Amen? We need to teach our children to fear God, to have a godly respect and a godly fear of God and a reverence for God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
When we were teenagers and running crazy and doing stuff, we went four-wheeling all in the woods back in behind White Oak Springs. But we'd go out of the woods another way just to keep from driving by the church because of what we were doing. That place scared us, brother. Amen. We ought to teach these boys and girls. I think we've just got girls tonight. Teach these girls to fear the Lord. Amen? And to keep his commandments. In verse number 5, we're supposed to teach them to love the Lord. We're supposed to teach our kids to love the Lord. Brother Daniel, I know you want that little girl to love God. But you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid if you turn on God and you don't love him, she won't either. These children are going to love the Lord about like mama does and about like daddy does. Amen? Matter of fact, you can just pretty much mark her down. Most girls turn out just to be just about like their mama. Yeah. My girls are just like their mother. And these girls will probably be just like their mother because you're their hero and you're their role model. Amen? So not only am I commanding you to teach your child to love the Lord, I'm commanding you to love the Lord. Amen? If you'll love God, they'll grow up and love him too. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My family, I was going to say it's weird, but I'm afraid y'all would say amen too loud. But just about everybody eats cornbread and beans.
Amen.
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 But my family does it a little different than most people. They crumble up the cornbread and pour the beans over it, put a great big old spoonful of mayonnaise in there and stir it up. And most people look at that and go, ooh, you know what? If I hadn't have grew up with that, I'd probably do the same thing. It'd be about like putting ketchup on eggs, amen? Amen. But I grew up, my family, you know why I love that? My family did. Amen. I love that because my family did. What are you saying? I'm saying if you love God like you ought to love God, you don't have to make these children or push these children to love the Lord. They will just automatically love Him. Amen. We're supposed to teach our children. Not only that, Proverbs 22 and verse number 6, we're supposed to train our children. The Bible said, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he'll not depart. Is that right? Amen. We're supposed to train our children. Now listen to me carefully. There's a difference between teaching and training. You teach a student. You train a soldier. You say, yeah, but these are little girls. Once they're saved, they'll still be a soldier in God's army. Amen? Yeah. You teach a student. You train a soldier. There's some training involved in raising the children. Amen? There's training involved in raising children. They're in the academy of life. Amen? Even as we speak right now. What you ought to train your children to do? You ought to train them to be faithful. Amen? You ought to train them to be faithful. Don't you ever, Daniel Sanchez, get up on Sunday morning and ask her, does she want to go to church today? It should never be an option, Brother Greg. It ought to be an automatic. Amen? When my children were little, they never got up on Sunday and said, Daddy, are we going to church today? On Wednesday, they never said, are we going to church tonight? They knew that we were going to be in the house of God. Why? That's the way they were trained. By the way, they're all three here tonight. Amen. Two of them are grown and on their own. They could stay at home tonight if they wanted to. But I believe they're here has something to do with their training. And the training their spouses got when they were young. Somebody said, oh, you drag a child to church, he'll grow up and hate church. How many of you were drugged to church? Stand to your feet. Come on. Made to go when you didn't want to go. Y'all hate it now, don't you? Now you come of your own free will. Now you make your own children go to church. How dare you be such cruel parents? No, you're a cruel parent if you allow your child to stay out of church. Amen. Amen. Listen, let me just reason with you. Do you make them go to school? Will you make them go to school? Well, it's cold today. I don't want to go. Okay, you can stay home. Well, it's too hot today. I want to stay home. Okay, you can stay home. No way, man. You value your children's education more than their spiritual life. Amen. Make them go to church. You won't hurt them. You won't hurt them. Are you listening? Raising a child involves training. Train them to be faithful. Amen. Train them to be faithful. You know what I'm praying some of these kids growing up in our church, not just these we're dedicating tonight, but all throughout our church, I'm praying some of these kids will grow up to be more faithful than their parents. Amen. Let's teach them and let's train them. Training is hard work. It takes consistency. Amen. If it's wrong today, it's wrong tomorrow. If it's right today, it's right tomorrow. Am I right about it? Amen. Training. You know what you're training these little girls for? Brother Daniel, if the Lord tarries, one of these days, some little old boy is going to be standing right here at this altar. And you're going to walk her right down this aisle. Will she be prepared for that day? When some little old boy comes in here for her hand in marriage, will she be ready for that day? Your job is to prepare her and train her, Brother Jason. And I know as dads, I know exactly how you feel. Bless God, mine ain't never dating. Amen. Any boy ever comes around my house, he's getting a britches full of buckshot, amen? I said that too. Now I got a son-in-law. I got a daughter-in-law, amen? They're coming. That's a colorful doll, amen? Our job is to train them for that day. And when you put her little hand in some young man's hand, you need to be handing him a good wife. One who loves God, who knows the Scriptures, knows what's right and knows what's wrong. Amen? We're to teach them, but we're also to train them. Listen, bad as I hate to say it, training involves discipline. Amen. The Bible teaches that. Did you know what time out is not in the Bible? Y'all don't get sideways with me. Time out ain't in the Bible. I'm not against having time out, but that better not be your only form of discipline. Amen. That kid will learn to make the best of time out and take a nap. Amen. Amen. My mama used to say, go to your room. I'm like, cool, that's where all my toys are. Hey, amen. Discipline. The Bible said if you beat him, you won't kill him. But you'll save his soul from hell. Listen, y'all know the difference between beating a child and spanking a child. I ever catch any of you beating one of these little girls, I'll turn you in myself. Amen. We're not for child abuse around here. But we are for Bible child correction. The Bible said, he that spareth his rod hateth his son. Well, I just can't whoop my child. I love her so much. No, the Bible said if you really love her, you'll correct her. Amen? Yes. Amen. Yes. I believe if you correct a child in the right spirit, you don't even have to do it very hard. Yeah. It's according to the spirit of the child, really. Yes, some children have a stronger spirit than others. Yes, some a switch will do fine. Some you need a ball bat. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Listen, somewhere along the way, somebody will break their will.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that? Somewhere along the way, and I'd get a lot rougher right here if we had little boys, but little girls are a little bit different. But somewhere along the way, you know somebody's going to tell them what to do.
Yes,
did you know that? Somebody's going to tell them what to do.
Amen.
It would be far better for them to learn to subject themselves to your authority in your discipline than the cops. Brother Daniel, Brother Jason, Brother Greg, all three of these men are police officers. How often does it break your heart to see some little teenage girl come in that jail? Isn't that a sad sight? The only difference between that sad sight and what you hold in your lap tonight is the grace of God. And they're depending on you to teach them right and to train them right and to administer the right discipline to keep them out of that police station.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Somebody said, well, it doesn't matter how hard you try. They're just going to turn out the way they're going to turn out. That's not Bible, friend. I've got some promises from God. Amen.
Amen.
And if I'll do my part and if I'll really hold up my end of the deal and I'll teach my child and I'll train my child, I'm going to hold God to His Word and say, God, You said.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. We're to teach them. We're to train them. Now listen carefully and I'm done. We're to trust God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. And He'll direct your path. Listen, we don't need Hillary telling us how to raise our children. Hillary said it takes a village to raise a child. Scripture and verse, please. God never gave children to villages. He gave children to moms and dads. And by the way, while we're here, I'll just go ahead and throw it in. It ain't none of Michelle Obama's business what I feed my kids.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
She's not going to answer for mine. I am.
Amen.
And I'm not going to answer for yours. You are.
Yes, sir.
And the very best thing at our disposal is the power and the might and the knowledge of God. And it's at your disposal. But you've got to trust Him. You've got to trust Him. Brother Daniel, I'll never forget holding Ashley like this and thinking, thou'll never, ever have to correct her. Never in a million years. I couldn't spank her. But you know what? There came a day when I had to say, God, do you really know what you're talking about? Lord, is this the right way? Is this the right way to raise my baby? Lord, is this the right way to correct her? Lord, is this the right way to teach her? And I had to trust Him. I had to trust Him. Because you've got a world out there saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. You got people writing books on raising children that ain't never had one. Amen. Amen. That's absolute idiocy. I just don't see how people even, how they think. But I'm here to tell you, you can trust the Lord. I believe with all my heart that if mom and dads will stay right and we'll stay faithful, you won't have to worry about them being saved when the time comes.
That's right.
Amen? I'll be honest with you, and I'm done preaching. I'm just rattling on a little bit. But I'll be honest with you, if you'll do right, there'll probably come a time in the next few years you'll be putting them off. They'll be coming to you, Mom and Daddy, I need to get saved. Well, wait a minute, let's make sure you understand. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen.
Because you've been faithful in church, and you've been faithful to teach them the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen? There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever. There's no doubt in my mind that if we'll do what God said, they'll grow up clean. You won't have to worry about what kind of boy comes knocking on your door, because she'll have the character to attract the right one. You won't have to worry about that. I never worried about the kind of boys that my girls attracted till lately. I really didn't. Why? Because I knew they'd choose right. I never worried about the kind of young lady my son would attract. You know what I always thought? He'll marry somebody like his mama. That's about what he done. Amen. She reminds me of my wife in a lot of ways. Let's trust God with them. Tonight, as we gather around this altar together, and we offer our children back to God, let's let Him know from the depths of our heart, God, we trust You. I don't know everything as a parent. I don't know everything as a dad. I don't know everything as a mom. But God, I know You know what's best. And Lord, we're putting our trust in You. Please help us to raise our little girls. Help us, God, to lead them in the right path. Lord, to show them what's right and what's wrong. Help us to teach them. Help us to train them. And Lord, even when we don't trust You like we should, help us in that area too, God. Help us to trust You. Let's gather around this altar together tonight. Brother Charles, I'm going to ask you to come, if you would, to the pulpit.